from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
KJ and Lyons on WEEI.
You said the other day that the defense will always be ahead of the offense early in camp.
I kind of spoke too soon because the offense is honestly, and I challenged the defense on that, not to cut you off, but the offense the last couple of days, they've done well. Whether it's running the ball, the play action game, pushing the ball down the field, I think those guys are doing a good job.
Second hour, WEEI's KJ and Lyon, 617-779-7937, text line 37937. That's Gerard Mayo kind of putting an amendment to his constitution about the defense being ahead of the offense in John this week at camp. Do you see the same things that Gerard Mayo's talking about, that the offense is actually kind of moving the ball, moving the crowd a bit?
So yesterday I thought was a really interesting practice because I thought the defense was flying around. I thought the defense overall played really well. The offense had some pretty good moments, though. Mitchell Wilcox at tight end popped. I thought he had a couple nice catches. He had a touchdown catch in one of the drills. Drake May had a really nice touchdown throw over the middle to Jalen Polk, which I thought was a really nice sign to see. Javon Baker looked all right. In drills, he looked good. Team, I thought he looked all right. You know, not amazing. Not maybe as he popped, you know, earlier in the week or
not,
last week.
Not in 140 characters popping.
Not quite. But again, I think the defense was the better unit. They were flying around. But the offense, at least, I thought had some pretty solid moments. Like, it looked a lot better than 2 years ago in training camp. And about this, maybe a little better than last year in training camp as well. Because I think last year, everybody felt so good in camp just because it wasn't the 2022 offense. But then when you step back, you're like, oh, maybe it's really still not that good yet. Right? This year, at least, as again, yesterday, most recent practice, I think we've seen progress from the start of camp, but also it looks better than at this time last year, too.
Well, John, it kind of feels good to hear different names in the mix of what's moving forward. Think about what the conversations have had, at least Josh McDaniels, Bill Belichick, all those different names. It was more like, okay, or Hunter Henry or guys who've been here. You haven't mentioned virtually any name of a person that was here before extensively, right? So,
and Hunter Henry, by the way, he did look pretty good too.
I'm not saying he did. But the thing is like, hope springs eternal. And I think if there's a patience by the fan base, which they tend to not be, we are talking about New England. But if there's an understanding of saying, hey, if there are not a whole lot of expectations, because even the last couple of years, the expectations were, well, man, if you just got Josh McDaniel back in here, or if you never let him go, we could probably see some better progress. It was a conversation of, did Bill do this to him? Did Mac do this to himself? Like, the drama has been released. And all the old names, even still keeping Judge around for an extended period of time, that was still a conversation lingering on. It's like, okay, after everything that happened so bad in 23, we're in 22, in 22, like, Judge was there for a little bit, before, like, that there was still some lingering. So it's good to hear new names. Maybe new good things can happen, and I think it does give the offense an opportunity to look a bit better than what everybody's expecting and what the national procrastinators or whatever they're called, the prognostics, whatever. The prophylactics,
KJ, I got to give you my very first observation from practice yesterday, and it's a negative one, unfortunately.
Is this Coach Lyons talking, or is this John the fan?
Both, actually.
It can't be both.
No, because trust me, when you hear what I have to say here, you'll get it. So okay. I'm at practice, you know, getting ready to go. Gerard Mayo comes out and speaks, so I take my seat, getting ready. Practice starts, and it starts with stretching, right? So guys are on the field, they're
That's
going
typical.
Through their stretch
okay,
routine.
Yes.
KJ, there are about 8 to 10 guys that showed up a couple minutes late to practice. It wasn't one or two guys that were getting injured. Like, I'm looking, and Christian Gonzalez, by the way, was one of them. But I'm looking over there, and I'm like, oh, there's not one or two. There were 8 or 10 guys showing up late. And then during the stretch itself, there's like, I think, I don't know how many guys exactly on the roster. I think there's 90, but there's like 87 guys or 88 guys with their helmets on stretching. Right. But then there's a couple guys with their helmets off, not really fully into it. And I got to say, that was my first takeaway is, wow.
But you know, that's very
on the heels of the Judon thing. Right. Now you have 8 guys showing up late to practice. Like, that was a bad look. And in one of those things.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Really? I was like, there's a guy behind that guy, right? So. If you're trying to build a new culture and have things different than they were before, I mean, having 8 or 9 or 10 guys show up late to practice is unacceptable. Like,
no,
it's unacceptable. It's unacceptable anywhere. Like, I mean, in any job, can you have 8 to 10 people show up to a meeting late? Like, this is, you have 8 to 10 guys
staying
showing
up late.
Stay
in radio for another 2 years, you'll see. And some will come in with food in their mouth.
It's one of those little things, right? So somebody listening might say, okay, all right, a few guys are late. All right, well, you have the Judon contract issue. You have a public argument with him, and he leaves practice. Then you have 8 or 10 guys show up late. Then you have a couple guys stretching with their helmets off when everyone else, it seems like, is supposed to have them on. So where does this stop? Where does it lead to? Now, all of a sudden, is there going to be guys in week 4 of the season, if the Patriots are 0-3, who say, meh, I'm going to show up late to practice. Right, I'm going to miss this meeting. Like, you know, that's to me.
Can't find your helmet for a key third down.
Exactly, right? Like, where does this lead to? And I don't want to make a mountain out of a molehill, but I think it's a key thing. Like, you had 8 to 10 guys walking out late, weren't ready to go.
But if it has a hump to it, then it means it's a problem, right? Mountain out of a molehill, it's still collecting dirt, whether it be big or small. And here's the issue that I have. Is with all the things that I said about with Gerard Mayo being the correct head coach and the new culture of player, there is still the kind of player that says, because Gerard Mayo is the head coach, I feel like I can get away and do things that show a lack of discipline or potentially a lack of respect for the head coach that I wouldn't get away with. And I'm not even going to use Belichick as an example. If Josh McDaniel was the head coach. And the problem I have with that is, it's beyond whatever you've been culturally ingrained as a player. If they're listening, you probably should pull up a chair, because Lions and KJ and Lions is a very effective Sunday show here on the station. You know what you're doing. And it's not going to help the cause for any future coach like Gerard Mayo, because they're going to be looking at Gerard Mayo as the example of, can we hire someone like a Gerard Mayo for another organization if 8 guys are strangling out late for stretching? Like, late for stretching? No. It's one thing if you're getting equipment adjusted, right? Let's say you're getting equipment.
But
that's not happening.
Like, or if you're getting injury treatment, do it earlier.
Right.
Like, the facility opens at like 5 or 6 a.m. Like, if you really need, the practice is at 11. Like, you should be there on time. And like I said, it wasn't one straggler who maybe had a really good reason or
there
two guys.
There should be none.
Like, there should be none.
There should be none in this situation.
8 to 10. Like, I was floored. I was like, seriously? Like, and especially, again.
Were they mostly on the offensive or defensive side?
From what I saw, mostly defensive guys.
See, that's even worse.
Yeah.
Because if you're the head coach and you're defensive-minded coach, what is the message that potentially send to the offense? Right? Oh, these guys can just come rolling in when they want to. And now you're going to, like, and this is just, again, to the players, this isn't on Mayo, I don't think, at all, is, do you want to destroy the guy already?
Yeah, and look, the players deserve the first responsibility in it, because they're the ones late. But, I mean, is Mayo allowing this? Like, I want to see on Monday.
He can't hold their hand to say, hey, you guys, come on.
No, but he can say, hey, this is the expectation, or you don't practice. Like, show up on time.
Did you just make him run?
No, they didn't do it. There was, from what I saw, there was no consequence on the field.
See, that's
they just went into stretch lines.
And maybe Gerard is like, okay, good.
Yeah.
I like KJ. I'm going to say, I would have them just continuing to run. There's your stretch. Run, 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 run.
And what I want to see, though, on Monday, does anybody show up late? And Tuesday, I'm going to be back there Tuesday at practice.
Does someone get chin checked about it yet?
Does anybody show up late? And look, I will say this, in fairness to Mayo, if nobody's late on Monday or Tuesday, then that means he took care of it and it's handled. And I'm fine with it. Okay.
Okay. Again, but you couldn't be, but, there shouldn't be eight petulant children saying, I'm going to test this out to see where things are. Like, either you're a professional about what you're doing or you don't do it. You know, I don't care how, like, and I know this is probably, you're a fan, you can't do this stuff, but it's like, if you're trying to set a culture and you put an untested guy in there as a head coach, why test him on the basic things that would have got your ass in trouble when you're in high school?
And how many times, KJ, in February and March and April, did you and I have the conversation on these airwaves about, hey, it's okay to do things differently, but do you really want to get too far away from things that help you go to 9 Super Bowls under Belichick and with Brady? Like, okay, you want to do some things differently? Fine with me. There probably were things that Bill was doing that it will be a good change. But don't just do the opposite of everything because it's what he did. Like this, again, the Judon thing, publicly, all that on the field, the argument would not have happened under Bill. Eight to 10 guys showing up late to practice would not have happened under Bill.
Six guys cut, right?
Now, the other side of the coin, and I get it, we'll probably get texters and callers. Maybe Bill wouldn't have re-signed Peppers and Onwenu and Duggar, and those are good things. So, okay, fine. But these might seem like little things, KJ, but the little things add up. Like the Judon thing,
that's
followed
how,
by late
that's
to
how an
practice.
Avalanche starts. An avalanche starts with small
exactly.
snow.
Like these little. So again, you might say, "Oh, it's practice 9." Well, if they show up late, a guy show up late to practice 10 or 11, then what's going to stop them from in a game in San Francisco in week 5 when you know they're down 21-10 in the third quarter? A guy just say, "Eh, I'm not. I don't want to go in for this rep."
Or they say,
"Oh, it's the coach's. It's this guy's fault." And it's
Well, here's what irks me about that situation right there is, remember earlier in the week that Jerod Mayo was talking about, like, look, these guys have a game room. They kind of have a space where they can just be themselves and so forth. Like, how embarrassing. Are you still hanging out in the game room playing when you know you're supposed to be out there for stretching? Like, if you cannot have the, if I was Mayo, and I'm not, you know what I would put up in the locker room? 4-13. I'd post it in a big-ass sign, 4-13. So when you're that player thinking about being out there late for stretching, or you're thinking you're going to be in the game room a little bit later, here's a little reminder of why you need to be out there on time. Here's a little reminder of why you're dispensable. Here's a reminder, if you're Matthew Judon, that you are 32. And I don't care if we've got enough cap space to sign Jesus and all 12 disciples. Well, that's too many men on the field, and that's been a problem.
And I think it begs another question, though.
Right.
Who are the leaders on this roster?
It's Jerod. It has to be Jerod Mayo at this point.
But I'm saying, is there a player that says, hey, 8 of you guys showed up late? What the hell is that?
Well, shouldn't that be Matthew Judon?
But Judon's probably not doing it because of this whole other situation, right? That's what I'm getting at. Because Jacoby Brissett, he's a leader, but it's a one-year deal, and he's on offense.
He's not there to get in the middle of everybody's Kool-Aid.
Right, so Jonathan Jones is probably the guy with the most cachet on defense. I don't know, is he the vocal guy that's going to go over to those guys and say, hey,
probably
what do you guys
do? Probably not
yet. Yeah, I don't know. And maybe he will, but it's... I don't know if there's a guy on defense.
Juju Smith-Marker?
Like, that's going to hold those guys accountable. And again, I thought, and that's the thing, I thought it was a solid practice overall. Pretty good in some aspects. But there was a little bit of a sour taste in my mouth, at least for the first half of it, because I'm like, wow, 8 or 10 of these guys just sauntered in late, not ready to go.
KJ Lyons, WEEI, Sunday. Thank you so much for spending it with us. 617-779-7937. Text line 37937. We still got to talk about the Olympics and what happened with the boxing match between Italy and Algeria. We still have foreign athlete or foreign actor to come. That's in about 30 minutes. But right now it's time to trend with Jacob Lassner.
The Rich Keefe Show. Weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Red Sox were defeated by the Rangers last night by a score of 7-4. Tanner Houck went 5 innings and let up 6 earned runs. Houck is 0-2 with a .688 earned run average in 3 starts since appearing in the All-Star game. As a group, Red Sox starters are 3-5 with a .592 ERA in 14 games since the break with the team, going 5-9. And Rob Refsnyder hit 2 home runs in the loss. Alex Cora had this to say about the pitching struggles of Tanner Houck.
Are you seeing any, like, common pattern here for his struggles over the last month or
not
so?
Not really. I think today The pitches were really good. Obviously, he has a tough one, but, you know, the slider was really good. They worked extremely well together, Danny and Tanner. Two pitches, right? And it happened fairly quick against their bottom order, you know. But, you know, I think he threw the ball.
The Sox are back in action tonight, or today, at 2:35 on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh. Nick Pivetta is on the mound for the Sox against Nathan Eovaldi, a good friend of the Red Sox for the Rangers. The Sox lineup has not been announced yet, and Joe Weil has the MassMutual pregame show at 1:35. MassMutual, insurance, planning, investments. The United States men's basketball team is one step closer to gold after securing the number one seed in the knockout round with a 103-86 victory over Puerto Rico. Jason Tatum had 10 points, 10 rebounds, and 2 assists, along with three assists and two steals. Team USA will face Brazil in the quarterfinals. Elsewhere in the Olympics, Team USA trails China in gold medals but has the lead in total medals with 61. The Patriots are off today, but they will continue their prep for their Thursday matchup against the Panthers for their first preseason game later in the week. Jerod Mayo said that Matthew Judon has been practicing with the team. Here's what else he had to say about Drake May.
Drake May play in the game?
We're still having those conversations. Once again, look, maybe all the starters will play. I'm not sure at this present time. We'll see how we do today and how the guys kind of present the following, you know, next couple of days. But, you know, we'll have a lot of guys play.
My name is Jacob Lassner, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yell.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is KJ and Lions on WEEI.
Do you guys need to know that? Do you think, like, how far in advance do they need to know where they're going to be in your mind?
In my mind, after the second preseason game, like, we should... It should be kind of set in stone. Not set in stone, but there'll be some smaller decisions to be made. But after the second preseason game, we'll know more.
Yeah, KJ and Lions, WEEI, 617-779-7937, text line 37937. And, of course, on the Odyssey app, it's free. Type in WEEI. Brings you right here to KJ and Lions. And if you missed any of the show, you can listen to it chapter by chapter. John, do you know, and I just found this out a couple of days ago, that our boss's boss's boss loves the KJ Lyons show.
Well, they should.
Yeah, they should.
I must say, you and Jacob today, A+ yeah, on the music rejoins.
Can I tell you the secret?
You picked them all?
I pick them all the time.
Yeah, I know that secret, but yes.
Okay, we let a little bit of sauce out of the bag.
Hey, but just you know, for next weekend, all right, because we got a show next Sunday, of course.
Okay.
New Polo G album on Friday, so I expect a few tracks from that for Sunday.
I don't do current tracks. I don't.
I'm just putting in a request here, you know?
You don't tap the DJ while they're mixing. I'm totally kidding. Look, if you get the request to me and I can find what it is, I will make the exception for you, John. Yeah. But I was telling our boss's boss's boss that you're going to love today's episode of the show because we're going to burn several Boston figures in effigy. And he said, you may not want to do that. I said, it's not a request. It's going to happen. I'm totally kidding. But thank you so much for all of you who've listened to KJ Lyons. And remember, at John Lyons, the real John Lyons at Twitter, at KJ Carson, and of course, at WEEI. We've been talking Patriots, and you just heard Gerard Mayo talk about the O-line. Let's get to Shane. Thank you so much for calling KJ and Lyons. Shane, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning to you. You know, I think the fact that the O-line is still an issue, it's been like 4 or 5 years. It's an embarrassment, you know. Like, Belichick did a bad job with it. Now, like, Elliott Wolf, you know, like, they signed Chuck Okafor, whatever the guy's name is, something like that, you know, and they wanted him to play left tackle. He's a right tackle. He didn't even practice yesterday. Like, what are we doing here? Like, if you guys watched the Hard Knocks, you know, with the Giants, like, they were clear, like, our O-line stinks. We have to go sign guys. What did they do? They went out and signed guys. You know, they signed Runyon. They signed Illuminor. Like, why can't the Patriots sign offensive linemen? It's a joke, you know. And until that, like, Javon Baker looks good. Polk looks good. Wide receivers, you know, maybe they have more skill players, but they got to protect the quarterback and give him time to do things, whether it's Brissett, whether it's Drake May. Like, you know, until the offensive line gets shirred up, like, it just, you know, the operation down there, I'm really skeptical of it. But, you know, once again, you know, great show, and thanks for having me.
Shane, good Sunday to you. You know, John, it's interesting. Like, you think that offensive linemen grow on trees, and it's not like, hey, some teams just are absolutely great with offensive linemen, and then the bad teams are all bad. Listen to this. In terms of ranking, according to Pro Football Focus, Baltimore is 24th in the league in terms of offensive line. Miami, 23. Jacksonville, 20. The 49ers, 18. Buffalo, 16. And the Cowboys, 15. So you're literally talking in the second half of all the NFL teams, those are all playoff teams. So like, there are going to be things where you can have your cake and eat it too. Like, if you're the Lions, you've got the top, the Eagles are number one, Lions two, Browns three. They're still trying to figure out. Chiefs are four. The Falcons are figuring some things out. And then the Colts, they've had an offensive line for several years now. You remember the game where it was, what, 3-0? The 6-0 game a couple years ago. The Colts had a top five line then. So just because you have a great line, it still is dependent on the quarterback play.
I think, though, KJ, you mentioned some of those teams in the bottom half that are playoff teams.
Right.
They have differentiating factors the Patriots don't have. Like, Baltimore has Lamar Jackson, who can escape almost any rush in the
league.
Fair
enough, and I totally agree.
You mentioned San Francisco. Well, they still have the best left tackle in the league, and they have so many great skill players, they can get the ball out in 1 or 2 seconds and still have a great play. Right? These are things the Patriots don't have, and to Shane's point, like, in 2022, right tackle was a turnstile almost all year. And then they solidified it with Connor McDermott late in the year. But even he was just kind of average.
Right.
Last year, left tackle was inconsistent most of the year. Right tackle was inconsistent until they put on Wenu there full time. Now you go into another season. Okorafor has played 2 snaps at left tackle that I found research-wise in his entire NFL career. Caden Wallace, who I like and maybe can be a left tackle in the NFL, but he played 2,200 snaps at Penn State, all of them at right tackle. And Vidarian Lowe's a journeyman. So you got a lot of risk there on the blind side of Jacoby Brissett and potentially Drake May if he plays. And I just think it's, again, they spent a lot of money this offseason. I'm not saying they were cheap this offseason. They spent a lot of money. They re-signed on Wenu. But they went into the offseason with a hole at quarterback, with a hole at left tackle, and without a number one option in the passing game. And we're sitting here in training camp where, okay, maybe they've answered quarterback. We'll see Drake May's development, but they haven't answered left tackle. And that first option in the passing game, maybe they answered, but it's still a question mark. But the left tackle one, it's still a huge hole.
Yeah, I think if the Patriots can go from 31st ranking in offensive line play to, say, 24, then you're on your way to starting to have a potential.
Yeah. And the crazy thing is, like, if you look at their O-line, like, David Andrews is good, Sidy So is good.
Talking O-line is the most unsexy thing in the world.
But just hear me out.
It's just like discussing shoes.
Just hear me out. Like, David Andrews, Sidy So, Mike Onwenu. That's pretty good right side of your O-line. But you look to the left side, again, you don't know who your left tackle is. And left guard, Cole Strange is really a bust at this point, but he's going to be out an extended period of time. I like Nick Leverett in that guard spot, maybe, but you're not 100% sure. So, again, you have a good right side, some significant questions on your left side still, despite going into the offseason knowing it was a need.
Can we make a deal with the devil right now on KJ Lyons? Like, we do no offensive line talk until they physically play in a game in preseason on television.
So next Sunday? It's Thursday night. They're going to do it. Next Sunday. Hey, I can talk O-line for an hour.
You know what? O-line, well, I do like girls in glasses, but O-line is kind of like watching, I don't know, paint dry. It kind of is. I mean, they're the most important guys on the field. People don't realize that because if you have no O-line, we're having the conversation you're having now. But at the same time, though, like, it's sexy to talk about the receivers and the running game, and is Joe Milton really catching up with Drake May? Like, that's the sexy stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's disingenuous, but it's the sexy stuff. So we'll probably talk more O-line before we get out of here.
I can't wait to talk about more O-line, KJ. I'm just, hey, you know it, and you said the right thing, right? It is the most important unit on the field, even though we don't talk about it enough.
Yeah.
For fans out there, keep in the back of your mind. I'm not saying Caden Wallace can't do it. I'm not saying Okorafor can't do it. They just haven't. So I'm just thinking, go to any
NFL pro shop in the stadium. How many of them are carrying the O-line jerseys?
Yeah, I'm going to get my mic on Wenu.
Yeah, you have to have them made, and then someone says, oh, who is that? Like, Cole Strange was the only one that, because of the double entendre, right? Like, it's a Strange 69.
Yes.
So that was that's creative. But, you know, the other stuff is, you know, like, I don't know, like, what else could be, you know, really intelligent and funny at that point? O-line stuff is just kind of
We're not going to talk O-line the whole show, but just fans out there, just keep that in the back of your mind.
Well, see, that's the thing about KJ Lines here. That's the show. You do get like a yin and the yang of unseriousness, humor, and vaudeville with like real serious sports. It's like why people like the show. It's like, do you eat candy that has like salt and like candy on it, like sweet and sugar? Do you do that?
I can. Yeah.
I don't really like it, but I understand it. So like a sweet and like a salty and chocolate bar, it sometimes does hit just right. And I think that's what KJ and Lines does here.
The Just Right Show
on WEEI, and right at the 30 mark. You know, this is this technical beauty going on here. Is what's been going on at the Olympics. Do we have any Olympic music there, Jacob, that we can kind of celebrate what has been probably the most boring Olympics in my life? Because it's like I've got all these cable packages. I've got cable, right? I've got a streaming package. I've got several streaming packages. This might be the first Olympics where I'm like, if it's not a sport I'm like specifically looking for, then why am I really like, why am I not paying attention to the thing I'm paying $30?
Have you watched that like Red Zone type thing on Peacock at all? Like, what do they call it?
No, that's one of them. That's something I don't pay for.
Oh, fair enough. No, hey, totally. Hey, I hear you. Trust me. I hear you on that.
I mean, it's really great. I mean, it's in a decent time zone for a change for the Olympics, but yet it's like the things that I've watched the most have been women's beach volleyball, women's indoor volleyball. I mistakenly thought the men's skeet shooting was something different, and I turned. I was like, maybe I need to watch the women's skeet shooting. And that's really been it. I've watched Team USA basketball. What have you been watching?
I've been watching Team USA basketball. I watched some of the gymnastics routine, men's and women's, and some of the swimming. I watched Katie Ledecky continue to win golds. But that's kind of about it. I was on vacation for the last week and a half, so I watched some of it there. But you're right. It's been a fine Olympics.
Streaming packages you pay for.
Yeah, it's been a fine Olympics, but I haven't been all over it, to be honest.
Yeah, the big story, though, is what happened in the boxing match between Italy's Angela Carini and Ime Khalif from Algeria. So let me start how some of the blowback has become huge, and it starts with the Boston Globe, who issued an editor's note on Twitter. It's got over 2 million views, and I usually don't care how many views because it's like, wow, 2 million views. They're probably having a conversation. How do we convert those views into subscribers? The editor's note says a significant error was made in a headline on a story in Friday's print sports section about Algerian boxer Imane Khalif incorrectly describing her as transgender. This is according to the Globe. She is not. Additionally, our initial correction of this error neglected to note that she was born female. We recognize the magnitude of this mistake and have corrected it in the paper, in the e-paper, the electronic version of the printed Globe. This editing lapse is regretful and unacceptable, and we apologize to Khalif, to Associated Press writer Greg Beecham, and to you, our readers. So Everybody seems to know about this. Even my wife, who did not watch the Olympics at all, knows about this situation where the Italian boxer Carini takes a couple of punches, steps away. She's like, no mas. And I think people, and this is why KJ and Lyons is going to give you a nuanced direction in this conversation, that it's going to be magnificent, because this isn't an argument about what everybody's gotten wrong. This is all about testosterone levels. Is it not? Like, at the end of the day, if you have too much testosterone, you've got to be disqualified. I think it just comes down to that.
And the first thing I thought of, to be honest with you, KJ, in this whole thing is
right.
The boxer, so, and you're more familiar with this story than I am, so I'll be okay. Honest here.
You're on vacation.
The boxer that lost was the Italian boxer, right? So,
correct.
Why did she tap out after getting hit twice? Like, you work 4 years to get to the Olympics, to get to that spot, your whole right. career fighting, like, that seemed like a really quick tap out to me. Like, that honestly, that was my, before I even knew the story and, hey, there's this controversy and this and that, like, I'm like, man, if I, like, you work your whole life, you work 4 years additionally to get there to the Olympics, and you get hit twice. You didn't even get knocked down. You just got hit hard twice, and you're like, nah, I'm good. Like, I don't, I mean, that was like, really? Like, after all this work you put in to get there, it's like, okay, I got hit hard a couple times. This person is intimidating. Right. I'm out. Like, I don't know. That was honestly the, before, like I said, before I even knew the controversial aspect and all that, and all the people angry and whatever.
Right.
Like you're, I don't know, you get hit hard twice, so you didn't get knocked down, and you just quit?
Well, see, I think what happened in the media and social media especially, and this is what you hear me talk about, is like, John and I and all of us who are working at WEEI and pretty much any station that you hear, there are lawyers that are involved, right? We take more trainings on trainings about trainings to make sure that you're on top of what you say, how you say it, so that way there's no legal ramification. Where a lot of people on social, I think it's like rule something 30, where you can say something on social media and nobody can really come after you because you can't go after, say, X or Facebook for somebody says it, because it's kind of like this free speech and they're not necessarily responsible for what someone says. So here's what you see medically. Women's bodies typically produce 1/10 to 1/20 the amount of testosterone as men's bodies. And I'm not saying we're dealing with two men's bodies. So the average level for a woman is between 9 and the number 55. Let's not get into nanograms and deciliters. And it's just 9 and 55. The average for a man is between 270 and 1,070, with an average of 679. Okay, so let's say Boxer A from Italy has that high level of 55. But let's say the boxer from Algeria comes in at 75. That's still like almost 8 times the minimum. So if there's too much testosterone, either you're taking it, or if you're naturally taking it, you can't do it. Because here's what people forget. Boxing is a martial art. So if we're talking about, hey, in a chess match, that's fine. Testosterone's not being used. But when you're talking about physical confrontation and someone suddenly has 10 or 15 or 20 more units than you, and I'm just using a low number, that might have you say, okay, that punch was just a little harder than normal. What's going on? So I think it just comes down to, because we had this in track and field a few years ago with a sprinter or a sprinter, I can't remember where she was from, but failed the T-test. So like, forget all this other stuff or what someone is or isn't. What's your testosterone level? If it's too high, yeah, it's got to go.
And I feel like this whole situation is almost a microcosm of the negativities of social media and what it's done. Because this, you know, fight happened. It ended quickly, obviously. And it feels like a lot of people ran with one side of the narrative, another side, without, and the Boston Globe was guilty of this too, right? Like,
right.
They ran with all this stuff. And then, you know, a day later, 2 days later, 3 days, facts emerge. And it's like, oh, okay, maybe that, you know, wasn't true. Or maybe, you know, we got this wrong. We got that
maybe
wrong.
Maybe we didn't have all the information.
And then, as you know, KJ, the apology is never as loud as the disrespect in right. anything, ever.
That's said great.
Ever.
You said that great.
Right? It never is. So now the Boston Globe and people are in a situation where like, all right, hey, maybe we got this wrong. But
oops.
As it goes down in history, is it really going to get fully corrected? Like, yeah, okay, you issue an editor's note or somebody on Twitter says, hey, maybe I got this wrong. But there's still going to be a segment of people that just run with the original assumptions, the original story. And again, we see it like it happened here in the Olympics. You and I, and we all, and everyone listening, we see it every day across social media where people just run with things that aren't true.
Right.
And even when they're proven wrong, won't admit they're wrong because nobody wants to admit they're wrong ever.
Right.
So this is just, again, another situation like that where regardless of where you fall on the issue politically, there was a huge story and the facts emerged secondhand. Right. It wasn't the facts came out and then there was a huge story. It was there's a huge story and then the facts come out. And again, just another microcosm of what's wrong with social media. And we see it a lot in sports, but we see it beyond sports as well.
Well, and some of the characters that are involved with the social media portion of it are the ones who are producing it. If you go back to the opening ceremony where people had some issues of how it what it was perceived, then there were people who said, well, this is what the real reenactment was. So I've always said this about entertainment is if I go to see a Broadway play, I don't want the next guy, the person sitting next to me, trying to play all the roles. Damn it, I came to see who's on stage because they're on stage for a reason. We're now in a situation where everybody feels like they can be on stage and don't know all the nuances that go beyond just hitting record and just rolling with it, right? So, like,
yeah. I once saw on Twitter, I forget who tweeted it, but I think it was a good point. Like, everyone acts like they're the Queen of Denmark and they have right. to have a statement on everything.
Yeah.
It's like some things you don't need to have a statement. Like me, I'll tell you right up front. I was away. I didn't really follow the story as closely, so I don't have as much to say about it. Like, that's okay. Like, no, you don't have to be an expert or have a statement
on everything.
On everything. But I
right.
think a lot of times, and we see it all the time on X and Twitter, and people tweet at us, like, maybe you don't have all the facts. Maybe you're not right. Maybe you don't. But everybody feels like they have to have an opinion or have to be an expert on every. Like, it's okay to not know things or not be an expert on stuff. But you don't see that on X, especially.
KJ and Lyons, we'll continue the conversation. Team USA, Tatum actually showing that I should be playing. And why I think Steve Kerr is a bit overwhelmed in this job. That's next. Plus, for an athlete or for an actor? It's KJ and Lyons, 617-779-7937. Text line 37937. Thank you so much for hanging out.
We're back to KJ and Lyons on WEEI.
I do think Jason Tatum found it a little difficult. You know, the way he described it, he talked for the first time about it last night, and he basically said it was a humbling experience because he had just won the championship. He had just signed this $300 million contract, the biggest contract in the history of the NBA. It wasn't something I think he was expecting. And so I think he's okay with it. And I think that this is a thing with this particular roster. We have not seen a star-studded roster like this since 2008. But Steve Kerr has made it clear this is the way it's going to be. And at the end of the day, Steve Kerr doesn't have to keep him happy. Everything that took to get there will be forgotten. And
KJ and Lyons, WEEI, 617-779-7937. Text line 37937. That's Brian Windhorst from ESPN talking about Jason Tatum and his experience of being left out of what was that game two of this Olympics. Drew Holiday was a scratch. In a minute, we'll get to how
Embiid didn't play the other
Embiid
day.
Embiid didn't
too,
play right? the other day, right? Like Steve Kerr's a bit over his head. We'll get to that in a minute. But right now, text line 37937. Jacob, what you got?
So I've got some people denying reality in the text line. We have. Let's see. It was a man, you fool.
It was a man, you fool. So how do I know? How do you know that for a fact? And how do I know that for a fact? But what I will say is if there's an elevated level of testosterone, disqualify, right? You don't even have to get into what it is you think or what I think. And not saying I agree or disagree with you, but the testosterone wouldn't lie. Another one.
So we have a Russian here. The president of the IBA is the one that stated that the boxers tested for this boxer tested for XY chromosomes and a scientist. The Globe doesn't provide any evidence or definition of these.
Okay,
boxers
so,
being born female. Sorry, that was cut off.
Okay, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. So you do know that is potentially Russian propaganda. And so I still say just go back to testing for levels of testosterone. You got too much? Yeah, it's got to go. Last one.
How come Jacob? Oh, okay. You're going to do one more? I was going to say why you skipped a certain one.
Let's see. Oh, no, I was going to get this was okay. My next one here. You guys are really great.
Thank
really
you.
Enjoying the show.
Yes, I was going to say, why did you skip that one? Yeah.
Well, look, I mean, one, because at the end of the day, greatness begets greatness. So we say thank you because you are great as well. And if you've missed any of the show, you know what?
We don't leave compliments, but thank you.
Yeah, but, well, here's the thing. I don't know if we have to let's just go ahead and remind people if they've missed any of the show, they can type the WEEI app on, I'm sorry, the Odyssey app, type WEEI. I think I'm so flattered that, like, I'm fluttering. Like, I'm actually blushing. So, you know, I would say if the show is that great to you, write your local congressman. What is his email address, John? No, I'm totally kidding. Don't do that. Write your local congressman. KJ, it is election. You know what? Can't we not nominate ourselves for some type of election right now? Could we not do that?
I think we could.
KJ and Lyons, you know, for, I don't know what the offices we would hold, but we should hold an office. If you missed any of the show, the app is free, Odyssey. Type in WEEI. Click the little heart. The heart will turn white, and you will be able to come right back to WEEI anytime you come back to the app. It'll say, hey, this is where you were last. Do you want to come back here? And also, this is where you can hear the Red Sox games, including starting today at 1:35, first 2:35, first pitch from Texas Stadium. Well, not Texas Stadium. They built so many stadiums.
It's Globe Life Field.
Globe Life Field. Like, their last field was only like 10 years old before they tore it down.
Well, that was like Atlanta. And I love Truist Park. I think it's one of the nicest stadiums I've been to. But they had Turner Field built in 2001. And right. Truist Field built in 2017.
Well, in fairness, Turner Field was updated because it used to be Fulton County Stadium.
Don't ruin my narrative.
Okay, there you go. I don't want to be your checker, you know. Yeah. But that's the thing.
Yeah, I hear you.
So, look, Steve Kerr is over his head, and don't get me like, well, look how USA basketball is doing. Bro, my little brother could be coaching Team USA right now, and the results would not be any different. Here's the issue that I have. Steve Kerr says there's not enough minutes in a game to play everyone. Newsflash, it's always been 40 minutes in the Olympics. And, John, when you look back, do you realize that not a single player from the Dream Team in 92 missed the game, minus John Stockton, who was coming off a broken fibula, and Magic Johnson, who had just been diagnosed with HIV, and his knees were going, played only in 6 games. Everybody, there is nobody else who missed any Olympic minutes at all. How come the same cannot be done now?
And I wonder, first of all, I agree with you, but I wonder, was this the Tatum benching some sort of subtle punishment or whatnot, because remember he was a couple days late to Vegas.
Okay.
And they mentioned that, I don't know if it was Kerr himself or Grant Hill, mentioned right around that game, well, you know, Tatum came in a couple days after we got started, or what, I don't remember the exact quote, but you wonder if that was kind of the subtle, like, okay, you were a couple days late, so we're going to sit you down and we're going to say it's matchup based. Because here's the thing. If you want to tell me, like, I don't agree with them sitting Joel Embiid the other day, but right. If you want to tell me, hey, Joel Embiid didn't play well against Jokic, and this particular matchup, we don't need a 7-foot rim-protecting center. Oh, okay, but Tatum, 3 years in a row, first-team All-NBA, can play literally all 5 positions, as we've seen here in Boston. There's no matchup that he wouldn't fit. Like, that, to me, that's just disingenuous. Like, you could play Tatum at point guard, and you could make the offense work. You could go small and play him at the 4 or even the 5 if you really wanted to. Not that it's ideal, but you could. And you could make it work, and the matchups would be okay. So there's no matchup to me that I look at and say, oh, Tatum is, you know, a worse fit than Tyrese
He's
Haliburton.
Overwhelmed.
Or
He's
Tatum's
overwhelmed,
a worse
right.
fit than Devin Booker. Like, there's no matchup to me.
Serbia was going to be a problem for Tatum.
Yeah, like, there's no matchup to me that I'm like, oh, yeah, you can't play Tatum at the 3 or the 4 in this game. Like, you can't play Tatum at the 2. And I know this is a separate issue, but I'd say the same thing about Jaylen Brown and him not being on the Olympic team. Like, right. There's no matchup that I look at with those guys, and specifically Tatum here, where I'm like, oh, that's a bad match. Again, first-team All-NBA 3 years in a row. He can play all 5 positions. He's been an All-NBA guy at the 3, but he can play the 2, can play the 4, right? All the there's. I just, that's why I wonder, was it a subtle punishment for, hey, you were a couple days late, so this is how we're going to handle it, but we won't say it publicly?
Well, I think if Kerr probably is able to better handle it, is who are the guys that are coming off of postseason injuries, right? Like postseason from this past season, like, okay, they might be a little bit banged up. You probably say Embiid and Kevin Durant, right? These are the guys you probably shouldn't be piling minutes on, but Embiid played 23 minutes yesterday. Durant, 19 minutes. Now, granted, Durant went off. But I think there's no reason that Drew Holiday couldn't at least play 5 or 6 minutes in yesterday's game, unless it's a special request. But damn, Christian Laettner played in every single game and averaged 7 minutes per game. So if you can do that for Christian Laettner with all those superstars from 92, you can't tell me there's no reason why that anybody can't get at least 5 minutes in a game, even if it means reducing Durant from 18 minutes down to 15 and Embiid from 23 or 22-44 down to, you know, 18.
Which are probably better for those guys' health, too.
Right.
And even if you told me, like, if Steve Kerr said, hey, Tatum and Holiday and White played all the way until mid-June. They won a finals. They've been in the playoffs deep multiple times in the past few years. So I'm going to try to rest them when I can. Like, that's a plausible explanation. But just to say, oh, it was matchup-based, it just doesn't make any sense, considering you have a guy that can play all five positions and has been first-team All-NBA 3 years in a row.
You know what doesn't make any sense on KJ Lyons, but is a lot of fun to play? It is time for Foreign Actor or Foreign Athlete. Hit it, Jacob!
Unfortunately, give me 1 second.
We've only got a couple of seconds.
Jeez, Jacob.
You know, just when people praise the show.
You know, that's what it is.
It's not on him.
Yeah.
And please don't tease him about the dispensary jokes from last hour, that if you missed any of it, you can hear here on WEEI. But look, Foreign Actor, Foreign Athlete, the way it works is Jacob has a list of names, and we have to guess, are these foreign actors or foreign athletes?
We're looking for a sponsor for the first Jamaican bobsled team.
I don't even remember us, but I remember Boston, and that victory was as sweet as the cream pie for which the town was named.
He said cream pie. I'm sorry. All right, Jacob, foreign actor, foreign athlete, let's go.
So we've got Amanda Nunez.
That is an athlete.
I'm going to say that is an athlete as well. All right, yeah. Is that the UFC chick?
Yeah, she's a badass.
Oh, yeah. Does she still fight?
That I don't know off the top of my head.
Okay, so we both got one right. All right, next, Jacob, what do you got?
Ewan McGregor.
Ewan McGregor.
Not Connor. Oh, that's an actor.
Yeah.
Okay. Other than the giveaway. Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. Okay. I would have said the same thing. All right. So we're 2 for 2. All right. Foreign actor, foreign athlete. What you got?
Xavier Samuel.
Xavier Samuel, or is it pronounced Xavier Samuel? Huh.
I'm going to say Samuel.
I'm going to go athlete here.
I'm going to go actor.
KJ was right.
Yeah.
All right.
What is it? Oh, what is he? What do you know what he's been in?
He was in the Twilight Saga.
Oh, wow. You know what? That's why I would recognize that. My wife watched those religiously. All right. Next one.
Jelvis Solano.
Jelvis Solano.
That sounds like an athlete to me.
I'm good athlete as well. Yes.
Athlete. He was a Dominican professional basketball player.
Okay.
All right. And next.
Let's see. Yalitza Martinez.
Yalitza Martinez. I'm going to go actress because that sounds like a very actressy name.
I'm going to go athlete.
KJ was right.
Yeah. All right. And is there one more or is that it? One more.
Liam Allen Millar.
Liam Allen Millar.
I'm going to go actor.
I'm going to say actor, too, because when you get a middle name in there, it almost feels like an actor.
That's a Canadian professional soccer player.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he's kind of an actor, right? Soccer player.
Right? Oh, that's low. The third hour of KJ and Lyons next here on WEEI.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We're back to KJ and Lyons on WEEI.
I do think Jason Tatum found it a little difficult. You know, the way he described it, he talked for the first time about it last night. And he basically said it was a humbling experience because he had just won the championship. He had just signed this $300 million contract, the biggest contract in the history of the NBA. It wasn't something I think he was expecting. And so I think he's okay with it. And I think that this is a thing with this particular roster. We have not seen a star-studded roster like this since 2008. But Steve Kerr has made it clear this is the way it's going to be. And at the end of the day, Steve Kerr doesn't have to keep him happy. Everything that took to get there will be forgotten. And
KJ and Lyons, WEEI, 617-779-7937. Text line 37937. That's Brian Windhorst from ESPN talking about Jason Tatum and his experience of being left out of, what was that, game two of this Olympics. Drew Holiday was a scratch. In a minute, we'll get to how
Embiid didn't play the other
Embiid didn't play the other day, right? Like, Steve Kerr's a bit over his head. We'll get to that in a minute. But right now, text line 37937. Jacob, what you got?
So I've got some people denying reality in the text line. We have, let's see, it was a man, you fool.
It was a man, you fool. So how do I know? How do you know that for a fact? And how do I know that for a fact? But what I will say is, if there's an elevated level of testosterone, disqualify, right? Let's not, we don't even have to get into what it is you think or what I think, and not saying I agree or disagree with you, but the testosterone wouldn't lie. Another one.
So we have a Russian here. The president of the IBA is the one that stated that the boxers tested for this boxer tested for XY chromosomes, and a scientist. The Globe doesn't provide any evidence or definition of these.
Okay,
boxers
so,
being born female. Sorry, that was cut off.
Okay, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. So you do know that is potentially Russian propaganda, and so I still say just go back to testing for levels of testosterone. You got too much? Yeah, it's got to go.
How come Jacob? Oh, okay, you're going to do one more? I was going to say why you skipped a certain one.
Let's see. Oh, no, I was going to get, this is my next one here. You guys are really great.
Thank you.
Really enjoying the show.
Yes, I was going to say, why did you skip that one?
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, one, because at the end of the day, greatness begets greatness. So we say thank you because you are great as well. And if you've missed any of the show, you know what?
We don't leave compliments, but thank you.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I don't know if we have to let's just go ahead and remind people, if they've missed any of the show, they can type the WEEI app on, I'm sorry, the Odyssey app, type WEEI. I think I'm so flattered that, like, I'm fluttering, like I'm actually blushing. So, you know, I would say if the show is that great to you, write your local congressman. What is his email address, John? No, I'm totally kidding. Don't do that. Write your local congressman. KJ, and it is election. You know what? Can't we not nominate ourselves for some type of election right now? Could we not do that?
I think we could.
KJ and Lyons, you know, for, I don't know what the offices we would hold, but we should hold an office. If you missed any of the show, the app is free. Odyssey. Type in WEEI. Click the little heart. The heart will turn white. And you will be able to come right back to WEEI anytime you come back to the app. It'll say, hey, this is where you were last. Do you want to come back here? And also, this is where you can hear the Red Sox games, including starting today at 2:35, first pitch from Texas Stadium. Well, not Texas Stadium. They They built so many stadiums.
Globe Life Field.
Globe Life Field. Like, their last field was only like 10 years old before they tore it down.
Well, that was like Atlanta. And I love Truist Park. I think it's one of the nicest stadiums I've been to. But they had Turner Field built in 2001. And then Truist Field built in 2017.
Well, in fairness, Turner Field was updated because it used to be Fulton County Stadium.
Don't ruin my narrative.
Okay, there you go. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to be your checker, you know. Yeah. But that's the thing.
Yeah, I hear you.
So, look, Steve Kerr is over his head. And don't get me like, well, look how USA basketball is doing. Bro, my little brother could be coaching Team USA right now, and the results would not be any different. Here's the issue that I have. Steve Kerr says there's not enough minutes in a game to play everyone. Newsflash, it's always been 40 minutes in the Olympics. And, John, when you look back, do you realize that not a single player from the Dream Team in 92 missed the game, minus John Stockton, who was coming off a broken fibula, and Magic Johnson, who had just been diagnosed with HIV, and his knees were going, playing only in six games. Everybody, there is nobody else who missed any Olympic minutes at all. How come the same cannot be done now?
And I wonder, first of all, I agree with you, but I wonder, was this the Tatum benching some sort of subtle punishment or whatnot? Because remember, he was a couple days late to Vegas.
Okay.
And they mentioned that, I don't know if it was Kerr himself or Grant Hill mentioned right around that game, well, you know, Tatum came in a couple days after we got started, or what, I don't remember the exact quote, but you wonder if that was kind of the subtle, like, okay, you were a couple days late, so we're going to sit you down and we're going to say it's matchup based. Because here's the thing. If you want to tell me, like, I don't agree with them sitting Joel Embiid the other day, but right, if you want to tell me, hey, Joel Embiid didn't play well against Jokic, and this particular matchup, we don't need a 7-foot rim-protecting center. Oh, okay. But Tatum, 3 years in a row, first-team All-NBA, can play literally all five positions, as we've seen here in Boston. There's no matchup that he wouldn't fit. Like, that, to me, that's just disingenuous. Like, you could play Tatum at point guard, and you could make the offense work. You could go small and play him at the four or even the five if you really wanted to. Not that it's ideal, but you could. And you could make it work, and the matchups would be okay. So there's no matchup to me that I look at and say, oh, Tatum is, you know, a worse fit than Tyrese
He's
Haliburton.
Overwhelmed.
Or
He's
Tatum's
overwhelmed,
a worse fit than Devin Booker. Like, there's no matchup to me.
Serbia was going to be a problem for Tatum.
Yeah. Like, there's no matchup to me that I'm like, oh, yeah, you can't play Tatum at the three or the four in this game. Like, you can't play Tatum at the two. And I know this is a separate issue, but I'd say the same thing about Jaylen Brown and him not being on the Olympic team. Like, there's no matchup that I look at with those guys, and specifically Tatum here, where I'm like, oh, that's a bad match. Again, first team All-NBA 3 years in a row. He can play all five positions. He's been an All-NBA guy at the three, but he can play the two, can play the four, right? All the, there's, I just, that's why I wonder, was it a subtle punishment for, hey, you were a couple days late, so this is how we're going to handle it, but we won't say it publicly?
Well, I think if Kerr probably is able to better handle it, is who are the guys that are coming off of postseason injuries, right? Like postseason from this past season, like, okay, they might be a little bit banged up. You probably say Embiid and Kevin Durant, right? These are the guys you probably shouldn't be piling minutes on, but Embiid played almost 23 minutes yesterday, Durant 19 minutes. Now, granted, Durant went off. But I think there's no reason that Jrue Holiday couldn't at least play 5 or 6 minutes in yesterday's game, unless it's a special request. But damn, Christian Laettner played in every single game and averaged 7 minutes per game. So if you can do that for Christian Laettner with all those superstars from 92, you can't tell me there's no reason why that anybody can't get at least 5 minutes in a game, even if it means reducing Durant from 18 minutes down to 15 and Embiid from 23 or 22, 44 down to, you know, 18.
Which would probably be better for those guys' health, too.
Right.
And even if you told me, like, if Steve Kerr said, hey, Tatum and Holiday and White played all the way until mid-June. They won a finals. They've been in the playoffs deep multiple times in the past few years. So I'm going to try to rest them when I can. Like, that's a plausible explanation. But just to say, oh, it was matchup-based, it just doesn't make any sense, considering you have a guy that can play all five positions and has been first-team All-NBA 3 years in a row.
You know what doesn't make any sense on KJ Lyons, but is a lot of fun to play? It is time for Foreign Actor or Foreign Athlete. Hit it, Jacob!
Unfortunately, give me 1 second.
We've only got a couple of seconds.
Jeez, Jacob.
You know, just when people praise the show.
You know, that's what it is.
And it's not on him.
Yeah.
And please don't tease him about the dispensary jokes from last hour. that if you missed any of it, you can hear here on WEEI. But look, foreign actor, foreign athlete, the way it works is Jacob has a list of names, and we have to guess, are these foreign actors or foreign athletes?
We're looking for a sponsor for the first Jamaican bobsled team.
I don't even remember us, but I remember Boston, and that victory was as sweet as the cream pie for which the town was named.
He said cream pie. I'm sorry. All right, Jacob, foreign actor, foreign athlete, let's go.
So we've got Amanda Nunez.
That is an athlete.
I'm going to say that is an athlete as well. All right, yeah. Is that the UFC chick?
Yeah, she's a badass.
Oh, yeah. Does she still fight?
That I don't know off the top of my head.
Okay, so we both got one right. All right, next, Jacob, what do you got?
Ewan McGregor.
Ewan McGregor.
Not Connor. Oh, that's an actor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a giveaway. Okay. Sure. Fair enough. Okay. I would have said the same thing. All right. So we're 2 for 2. All right. Foreign actor, foreign athlete. What you got?
Xavier Samuel.
Xavier Samuel. Or is it pronounced Xavier Samuel? Huh.
I'm going to say Samuel.
I'm going to go athlete here.
I'm going to go actor.
KJ was right.
Yeah.
All right.
What is it? Oh, what is he? What you know what he's been in?
He was in the Twilight Saga.
Oh, wow. You know what? That's why I would recognize that. My wife watched those religiously. All right. Next one.
Jelvis Solano.
Jelvis Solano.
That sounds like an athlete to me.
I'm good at athlete as well. Yes.
Athlete. He was a Dominican professional basketball player.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. All right. And next.
Let's see. Yalitza Martinez.
Yalitza Martinez. I'm going to go actress because that sounds like a very actressy name.
I'm going to go athlete.
KJ was right.
Yeah. All right. And is there one more or is that it? One more.
Liam Allen Millar.
Liam Allen Millar.
I'm going to go actor.
I'm going to say actor, too, because when you get a middle name in there, it almost feels like an actor.
That's a Canadian professional soccer player.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he's kind of an actor, right? Soccer player.
Right? Oh, that's low. The third hour of KJ and Lions next here on WEEI.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.